that's a long title. The short title is "Or Reducing the Barriers for Data Provision Through Generic Licensing," which is a bit easier than the really long one. So thanks for reading that out for me. So just a quick background of who we are. So Center for Environmental Data Analysis is a service which runs the UK Archive for Environmental Data, basically for Earth Observation and Atmospheric Sciences. We've got an archive around about 13.4 petabytes worth of data, and that's around about 206 million files, most of it online all the time and accessible by about 55,000 registered users globally. From quite a diverse sort of user community, from atmospheric scientists, climate change scientists, through to people who are doing engineering, economics, and so on and so forth. And within that community, we've got hundreds of different types of data providers, but the data that they provide basically fall down into one of three categories. The first section is kind of like for UK-funded data, which funders are actually mandating that those data are made available underneath an open license, and typically in the UK that's an open government license or the open government non-commercial license, and they are equivalent to the CC BY or CC BY non-commercial license. We also curate third-party data sets as a facilitation mode for users to get hold of their data which they wouldn't otherwise be able to access, either through access restrictions or the cost to actually get hold of those data, and those are typically covered by very restrictive licenses. And then we've got the third category, where we'll have data coming in from providers who've been funded by non-UK public bodies, so it might be ESA, for example. And we try and encourage them to use CC BY licenses as much as possible, or other open licenses, but that's not always possible. And one of the barriers that we've found for that is one aspect of open licenses, which is about the onward sharing of data. And that's because they desire one canonical source of the data so that all the users will come back to that one point to download. And that's because they may need to report back to their funder, and where they need to give proper download statistics rather than trying to use citation tracking, which as we would like to use citation tracking, that's not really being used all the time in a community at the moment. There could be changes in the data resource itself. It could be a growing data set. There could be new versions which are coming out correcting previous issues. And there could be other amendments within the data set itself, which are important to communicate to the users. Anybody who wants to come along, they get the latest version. And part of that is guaranteeing the data veracity, especially when we've got controversial data sets covering things like climate change or fracking. And occasionally, you've just got to get over the provider's nerves as well about making their data available. So the idea is that we want to lower those barriers to make sure that they can provide their data without being sort of tripped up, because they've already put a lot of effort into preparing their data already. So to address that, we've sort of looked at what we call closed permissive licenses, because the providers, they still like many of the aspects of open licenses, and they want a generic license so that they don't have to do lots of the thinking behind of, drawing up a new license, because they're not legal experts, neither are we, and it saves us time as well. So like I said earlier on, they still want to use many of those aspects of the open licenses to make sure their data are, their licenses are as permissive as possible. So that rules out a lot of the sort of lower part of the open spectrum of licenses. They also want to still have that attribution, so we're ignoring sort of the open, the public domain licenses. And at the moment, there's no requirement for any sort of share-alike licenses as well. So we're sort of really honing down to kind of just two sort of Creative Commons type of licenses, CC BY or CC BY non-commercial, that we are looking to follow. Now, the two modes that we've been looking at are Creative Commons licenses and also the UK equivalent, which is the Open Government license and non-commercial licenses. And we approached both of those bodies to talk about these closed licenses. CC BY were quite encouraging of what we were doing, and they were engaged early on, but they said to us, please make sure you use distinctive license naming and also the wording. So we decided to work much more closely with the UK National Archives and follow their model. The licenses themselves, there's two available at the moment. They are designed to be very human readable and very friendly. There's definitely the permissive nature is nice and clear about them, that you can adapt the information, you can exploit or combine the information. It's restrictive in the closed aspect in that you cannot then pass it on to a third party, but there's still that attribution requirement in there as well. So just briefly, the impact of rolling out those licenses is that we're now getting hold of data into the archives and into the public sphere, which would not have been available otherwise. So it's already having an impact. And beyond that, those sort of two licenses, there is a sort of question about, okay, what other open, similar sort of licenses could we look at? Could we look at share alike? We haven't done those at the moment because we think that's too prescriptive, or the no derivative type of license, which we think would be too restrictive. So until there's a need for those, we're not going to put any effort into those. And that's primarily because also the open government licenses don't look at those aspects of open licensing. And so we'd have to put more work into doing those. Beyond that, we've also looked at kind of restrictive licenses as well. I'm just flagging up these in case anybody's interested. The limitation of using those ones is that you need to give extra information around those licenses to make sure they are time-bound as well, and probably specific to a particular data set. All the data are available through our Artifact server, so you can go to artifacts.cedar.ac.uk/licenses and you'll see them there. And we actually control the development of those licenses through an SVM repository, so we can track the changes. If you would like to give us any feedback on those, then you're more than welcome to. Thank you very much.